Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מהספר.
Hello, we're learning in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 2, Inner Observation, Item 14. You can ask on the site. Again, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 2, Inner Observation, Item 14.
כותרת, ערך הפוך בין השפעת האור לבין...
An inverse relation between the bestowal of the light and the clothing of the light. Item 14.
הרי הסברה נותנת...
This may be surprising, for it is reasonable to think that the more important light should clothe the more refined vessels, because the form of the refined vessels is closer to the light. Thus, why is it said here that the greater the coarseness, the greater the degree? Indeed, we should know that the issue of clothing the light in the vessels is an issue in and of itself, and the bestowal of the upper light to the Patsuf is a different issue altogether. They are far apart and have an inverse relation between them from one end to the other. The rule is that the upper one bestows only with its coarsest part, while the lower one receives only with its most refined part. We must thoroughly understand this, as it is a vital key in the wisdom.
The upper one that needs to bestow and the lower one that needs to receive, they have to be in some connection between them, some kind of communication. The connection between them can only be under a condition that the upper one gives in a way that it'll be close to the lower one, and the lower one will receive from the upper one in a way that it will be close to the upper one. So that's how we get this rule, because there's a rule that the upper one bestows to the lower one only with a coarser vessel, and the lower one can receive from the upper one only with something more refined. In that way, they're close to one another. Next.
Item 15. The restriction was only on phase 4. 15. In order to understand this, we need a thorough understanding of the issue of restriction and line. For you already know that the restriction was only on phase 4, called Malchut of Ein Sof, or the middle point. There is a simple reason for it. Restriction means detainment from wanting to receive. In other words, one stops oneself from receiving the abundance from the light of Ein Sof. Thus, the restriction applies only to the receiving vessel. Since there is no other vessel of reception there but phase 4, hence, the restriction applies only to phase 4. It has already been explained above that the three phases that preceded phase 4 are not regarded as vessels of reception, but only as causes. This means that the consequence of their emanation is the appearance of this vessel for reception being phase 4. This is why the restriction does not apply to them at all, but only to the middle point being phase 4.
Okay, Niv, I don't see anything. No, so let's keep going. These things we've been talking about, but still, if there are no questions, we keep going.
Item
16. The light departed entirely because there was no other vessel of reception other than phase 4. 16. Therefore, since she diminished her desire from phase 4, the light departed from the three former phases as well. That is because they do not have other vessels of reception with which to hold the light. Even the lights that do belong to the three previous phases must be received in phase 4, because they do not have their own vessels of reception. Thus, because phase 4 stopped receiving, the entire light instantly vanished.
The vessel of reception is phase 4. And if there are any changes in it from the state to state that it goes through, so in the meantime, the light departs.
Item 17. There were only the first three phases in the light of the line. 17. After the light departed because of the restriction, she drew the light from Ein Sof once more in the form of a line. This means only a small amount of light, containing only the first three phases of the will to receive, without phase 4. We've explained that there are no vessels of reception in the first three phases of the desire. We should therefore ask, how can light be received without vessels of reception?
In the previous three phases.
After all, these three phases do not contain any form of reception in them. Moreover, phase 4, the only vessel of reception in the Patsuf, is here only as a line.
It's a question.
Item 18. Explaining coupling by striking. Since the restriction is only from the perspective of the emanated being and not at all from the emanator, the upper light is not at all meticulous about the restriction that the middle point performed. Because of that, it is considered that the upper light descends to phase 4 as well. But phase 4 detains it from appearing within her due to the prior restriction on phase 4 before that light came. The books call this state coupling by striking. It is like two objects where one wants to break through and pass over the fence and the boundary that the other erected. However, the other stands firmly against it and prevents the first from trespassing. In that state, each of them is striking the other's boundary. It can also be compared to two solid matters, because the nature of the liquid lets other things permeate and mix with it. And soft matters, too, let other matters permeate them a little and push their upper shell. However, with two solid matters, one does not let the other push it from its boundary even a little. As a result, when two hard objects meet, they strike one another, since the encounter itself is the cause of the striking. The same applies to the expansion of the upper light from Ein Sof. Its conduct is to fill phase 4 too in the same way it is in Ein Sof. For this reason, the light does indeed come down to clothe phase 4. But the force of the restriction of phase four detains it and does not let it descend to her. Consequently, this encounter of the upper light with the force of the restriction is called coupling by striking. This means that each of them interrupts and detains the passage of the other, because the conduct of the light of Ein Sof is to fulfill phase four, and phase four herself has the conduct of rejecting the upper light and not receiving it.
Oh, now I see questions. Almata.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а вот как мы можем использовать тот факт, что вот есть...
Thank you, teacher. Rav, how can we use the fact that there are three discernments, three phases? Does it relate to the fact that these three phases are the way phase four is created, or it uses it somehow?
Yes, yes. Phase one, two, and three is in order to establish phase four, that she'll want to receive the upper light, and then she'll want to resemble the upper light, meaning not to receive it, to restrict herself, and so on. All the previous three phases are actually, they establish and stabilize the fourth phase, Moscow 4.
It is written in the sources that there was a period when, in order to study the wisdom of Kabbalah and enter spirituality, you needed to eat one slice of bread and sleep on the ground and drink a little bit of water, many limitations. Afterwards, Kabbalists managed to perform corrections, and we don't need it anymore. How does that relate to the fact that we're speaking only about phase four?
It belongs to the periods that humanity is going through. In the beginning, there were small desires, and there wasn't a need for Kabbalists to engage in correcting the desires, that they would be revealed as very small desires. But with due time, there's a burdening of the heart, as we say. The desires become bigger, the ego grows, and then there need to be more means, stronger means, to correct the egoistic desire, the intention to receive, and turn it to the intention to bestow. That's why from about 3,500 years ago, the Torah was received, meaning a means, not through torture, that you eat bread with salt and drink out of a cup and sleep on the ground, and that would be enough to destroy your will to receive and reach in order to bestow. But you already need the upper light to correct your will to receive, that it won't be in order to receive, but only in order to bestow. That's called that you receive this upper light for the correction called Torah. And then there was the matter of the Exodus from Egypt in order to come out from in order to receive, which is called Egypt. It's nothing about geography or history. But in order to come out of the will to receive, you must, in order to move away from it, you must, first of all, you need a desire to run from it. And afterwards, you start discovering a method how to turn the will to receive to in order to bestow. That's already the matter of Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, that there's a method that corrects your egoistic will to receive and turns it in order to bestow. And then in the desires to bestow that you have, you can feel the upper world, the upper force, that you rise and start being connected to the upper system. That's called an ascent.
Ma.
What?
Извините, что перебил. Я просто не пойму, если у них такие были маленькие желания,
I don't understand. If they had small desires, then what stopped them from entering spirituality? And what was the preparation?
They were in bestowal, but in a very small manner, just to correct their small desire. But in order to reach the true spiritual perception, they needed bigger desires. And the method to correct those bigger desires is called the method of Kabbalah. They back then were on a degree of the light of Ruach, even the light of Nefesh, in vessels of bestowing in order to bestow maximum. They still didn't receive in order to bestow. When they reached through coarseness, root and one, to the degrees of 2, 3, and 4, they needed to receive the upper light from above, to bestow upon them and correct their vessels of reception, that they'll also be able to receive in order to bestow. And then, that already belongs to the giving of the Torah, that they receive a method how to correct their ego in order to bestow. But before it, it was from their desire, they, part of them, not everybody, but part of them, they could understand that they need to be in correction in order to bestow with their small desires. That's it. And we have books and sources that they write about that period.
Florida.
Thank you, Rav. He talks here about the light of Ein Sof and the fourth phase being compared to solid matters. How can the light of Ein Sof be compared to a solid matter?
No, I don't know where you're reading it.
It's saying how they push against each other. The light of Ein Sof, it's not allowed to enter phase four, and it can be compared to two solid matters.
Well, that's what he says, because they're opposite in their own nature. So it's like two solids that are hard, let's say like two rocks, that can't one push itself into the other, because the desires are such. Yeah?
Chadera one. How can they not let each other enter, and at the same time they call it a coupling? What coupling can there be in such a state?
After the striking, they find themselves that they can be in one process, which is called coupling. But through the striking, that's why the coupling is a result of the striking.
But does light enter afterwards or not?
Afterwards, yes, because they decide that they can work each one for the sake of the other.
Thank you.
Kiev 1.
Yes, do you have? In principle, does the creative being have to receive into phase 4? Or does it constantly receive, always receive into the first three phases?
The created being starts receiving the upper light from the decision it took in the fourth phase, where it feels how opposite it is from the light, and as much as it wants to resemble the light, then starts working from phase four on the first three phases that they can receive the light and become a vessel. And in phase four, we only have a restriction, a screen, reflected light, revelation of the coarseness, revelation of the adhesion, but all the light is actually in the first nine sefirot. Instead of saying three phases, it's in the first nine sefirot of the Partsuf, and Malchut remains empty.
How does phase four work on the first nine?
It won't allow itself to receive in order to receive, but it's willing to support all the desires, which are the first nine, in order to bestow. And in that way, she receives the light in her first nine.
What does it mean that she restricts herself? Begins to what? Sympathize with the first nine?
For herself, she won't receive, but for the others, she does everything. That's called that she works with her first nine.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, בזיווג דאקה, in a coupling by striking, the vessel corrects its manner of reception. Does the light also change how it bestows upon the vessel?
No, the light everywhere is just one light. The upper light, the light of Ein Sof, only the vessel that receives it responds to it, and then gives all kinds of limitations, qualities, forms, colors, doesn't matter what, on the upper light. The light is everywhere, even if it goes through a thousand worlds in Partsufim, and no matter what, the light of Ein Sof is everywhere. But when the vessel receives it, so the vessel that is receiving it is already receiving according to the qualities of the Kli. Also in our world, that we work with the bestow of the Creator, if we do work. So we work with the bestow of the Creator that you have in all the worlds. And that is all called as one Creator. He is one and His name is one. But when the receiver discerns between them, it does it according to its own vessels, according to the way it gets inspired. Turkey 5.
Question from my friend. How can one overcome the evil inclination that his bestial desires to rise above people and control them?
By seeing as much as his society supports in being above the ego.
Niv.
Oh, we have PT2.
Yes, Rav. In a coupling by striking, how out of the striking there's a decision to go for a coupling? It sounds like a compromise.
No. To begin with, it has to be a planned action in advance that I reject everything in order to enter connection as much as I can. And then he checks the whole action from beginning to end. After checking oneself, can start implementing it.
Can we talk about free choice here? Or there is an order here from above downward and it's unrelated here?
As much as it understands whether it's free or not, it depends on what degree it's on. But obviously, yes, this is the choice. It's an action that has to be with free choice because it already works in order to bestow. in order to bestow. Where are we, Niv?
Item 19. Explaining reflected light. 19. A new light was born and emerged by the above encounter and striking, like sunlight on a mirror, meaning on a glass that is painted on the other side. The lines of the sun cannot pass through the mirror because of the paint on the other side. Consequently, the lines of the sun return backwards and produce a glitter of light. In much the same way, when the upper light meets the force of the restriction in phase four, called screen, this screen turns it back to its root. However, in this case, there is no issue of concealment. On the contrary, the return of the upper light from phase four upwards is regarded as a new and special light. It mounts the upper light, it clothes it, and holds it within. Because of that, it is regarded as a vessel that receives the upper light.
Questions? None. Let's keep going. Oh, wait. Queens.
Good
morning, dear Rav. Precisely because of the great coarseness in phase four, it can reflect light and build a screen?
Yes. Niv. Oh, wait. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, is reflected light something that's common? Common to the light and the vessel?
Yes, it already connects the giver and the receiver. The response of the receiver on the action of the giver. Next.
Item 20. The reflected light becomes a vessel of reception instead of phase four. 20. You should know that there are no other vessels of reception in the Rosh, the head of the Potsuf, other than the above reflected light. The entire force of reception in this reflected light comes because it is born and stems from the striking in phase four. Because it is a consequence of phase four, it becomes a vessel of reception like it. This matter will be explained in full in part three, for it belongs there.
That means that it's still before us. We'll learn about it, the reflected light. We have a lot to study about. Our whole spiritual life is all in reflected light. Okay, we must also PT-17, quick.
Is reflected light outside of the vessel? How can it be reception?
Outside of the vessel, it means that he receives with reflected light. Florida.
Is the quantity and quality of the reflected light the same as the direct light?
It should be so. Al-Matawan.
Rafa,
what does it mean that the reflected light becomes a vessel of reception instead of phase four? What happens to phase four?
Phase four can't be a vessel of reception anymore because it's in order to receive. And the light that comes from phase four back to the Creator, that becomes the vessel of reception. That becomes the condition to receiving the light, to receiving the revelation of the Creator in the created being.
Tzimtzum.
In what state does it leave phase four?
It establishes the restriction, screen, reflected light. It all comes from phase four.
Она двигает.
It works.
Latin 12.
Yes, right. Latin 12.
¿Cómo es posible que la luz de Ein Sof no se agote luego que entra?
How is it possible for the light of Ein Sof not to deny what enters the vessel?
Why should it deny it? Ein Sof wants to clothe in the whole vessel directly. But here there's already a restriction and a condition that if the light of Ein Sof wants to clothe in the vessel, so first it has to clothe and reflect the light. And it clothes in reflected light to the extent that it can fill that reflected light. So together they enter the will to receive. That's the condition of receiving the light after the restriction.
If I'm correct, how does it not put out its ability? How does the light of Ein Sof does not put out the ability of the vessel to respond?
The light of Ein Sof doesn't put out the vessel.
Its ability, it doesn't limit it.
The light of Ein Sof that bestows on the vessel does everything in order to awaken the vessel to receive the light. And it invites a response from the vessel that the vessel doesn't want to receive it, even though it does want to receive it directly, but overcomes that desire and rejects the upper light in order to reach equivalence of form with it. We will still learn it. It's not... Today we won't be able to scrutinize this anymore. Ask it tomorrow, that we'll have more time. Internet.
Nicholas
from Kavi 7 is asking, how can the light disappear immediately after it's rejected from phase 4? Where does it go?
It goes back to its source.
Can't the light of Ein Sof enter the vessel of Malchut, but it only closed the vessel?
Malchut is the will to receive the light. After the first restriction, can't enter Malchut anymore. But the Malchut that instead of it, after the restriction, performs a screen and reflected light, so in that reflected light, she can bestow back to the source of light, meaning to the Creator. And then she does it. And that's what we're talking about. That's why the method is called the method of Kabbalah, of receiving. It's not simple, but through screen reflected light, that the vessel performs coupling by striking, resembles itself to the giver and to the extent that it connects to the giver, raises itself to the giver. To that extent, she is filled with this light, the direct light within the reflected light, and that is determined as complete bestowal from the created being towards the Creator.
Michael from PT 30, do the two ends, light of Ein Sof and phase 4, will they connect eventually?
Yes, eventually everybody connects and everybody returns to the form of the circle from where everything started, but just then the form of the circle towards the light of Ein Sof had no limitations, no differences, and no conditions. Just like the created being that's under the complete control of the Upper One. And now, in the end of this expansion, the created being controls the reception of the Upper Light from the Creator, and it organizes itself in such a way that it is the one determining how he receives from the Creator in order to bestow to him. Meaning, the bestowal that used to be only from the Creator towards the created being, now it's organized in the created being and works back on behalf of the created being, bestowing towards the Creator.
From Kavu 9, what is this inverse relation? How is the oppositeness between the opposite, the bestowal of the light and the reception of the light, and how do we feel it in our work in the ten?
The influence of the light comes from above, and the clothing of the light already belongs to the participation between upper one and lower one. As much as the lower one can receive the bestowal from the upper one by receiving from it, and by connecting to the upper one. And then there's a connection between them of adhesion.
Okay.
And in the 10, how do we work with it?
In the 10, first of all, you have to work in the connection between the friends, that we prepare this connection in order to connect to the Creator. And then, from this, we get that the Creator starts relating to us as one system, as one Paltzuf, and then we can relate to the Creator as the Paltzuf. Restriction, screen, reflected light, connection between us, and we do it all in order to bestow to the Creator. What can you bestow that we're willing to receive from Him? Everything we want to receive in every state we'll live, we just want to feel that together, we're together before the Creator. And more than that, we don't need anything. And in such a way, we reach a state that we have connection with the Creator, adhesion, as we say. We'll reach it.
That's it.
Thank you. David has women's questions.
But I can't already. Well, women internet, something. Coleman.
West time.
West 2. Does Malchut become corrected by not receiving the light of Ein Sof?
Is Malchut correcting
by not receiving the light of Ein Sof?
No, it's not a correction. It might be the first correction when Malchut restricts itself from not receiving the upper light because it lacks the vessels of bestowal from itself. That it, if it decides to receive, it's only to bestow back to the giver. But if she isn't prepared inside to receive in order to bestow, so it doesn't give and doesn't receive, just remains after the restriction.
Mark 15. How can the reflected light spread below the place of the screen?
It's a screen that doesn't let the direct light expand, but when the direct light will be clothed in the reflected light, when the reception will only be in order to bestow, then for sure, by that, we can reach bestowal. And the screen can open. The connection can open. Me from my beloved and my beloved from me.
Women Hebrew and PT 17, what is the process that the created being goes through in the coupling by striking? What does the created being feel during this striking?
What does he feel while the striking? That he doesn't want to receive directly from the Creator because distances him from the Creator, and he'd rather remain empty. And beyond that, he's willing to give everything towards the Creator. And from this giving to the Creator, he starts feeling what he wants from the Creator to give him. It reaches equivalence of form. He starts understanding the relationship between them. And then when understanding this relationship, me for him and him for me, he can establish a new mutual vessel. And then we, from the Creator, become as one.
Next.
Kiev 7. How does the law of inverse relation between lights and vessels operate in our work in the ten?
That goes with each and everything. The light between the law between light and vessel means that the vessel needs to bestow just like the light bestows by receiving. Then the light can appear and dwell in the vessel. And then there's equivalence between them. Next.
PG2. Does the vessel want to receive the light or does it want to pass the light onwards?
It doesn't matter whether to receive or pass the light. It's mainly to bestow. Then the vessel can choose how to bestow more.
Kavkaz 1, how do I work with envy of a friend who can annul in the 10, but I can't?
How the envy works, it gives a lot of forces that I want to resemble and be like her. That's why it's written that the envy of authors will bear wisdom, that through the envy we can really advance towards a goal. If it's a right, correct envy, that I want to be like my friend.
Next. Brazil 4. Can there be a situation where we feel our evil inclination also in our relationships outside the 10 in the corporeal world?
Yes, but it doesn't matter for now. There we need to work like all humans do, on the animate degree, just like animals. And on the degree of humans, we need to can open the connections between us and the group and with the Creator.
There are many more questions. USA 3. When we try to connect to the friends, should we think about them as about desires, feelings, and not as people in this world?
The friends aren't regular people. They actually, in the future, when I feel the air corrections, I'll feel them as parts of my soul. And regular people that I see in the world, they don't belong to my soul. For now, they're in the preparation period for the general soul. I have no one closer than my friends. Yes?
New York 4. You gave us an exercise a few days ago to build a document of mutual responsibility between us. So when we sign mutual responsibility, is it a set of promises that everyone accepts? Or is it a set of my personal commitments toward the friends?
It's very individual. It's personal. Each one towards the 10. Next.
PT6. In the relationships in the family, should the Creator be revealed there as well? If so, what is the right way to achieve it?
Actually, this is something very important, that if we can, in somewhat, at least in something, determine such relationships in our family, like Ovut, like we learn now, between the friends, it affects the soul very much, the depth of the correction of the soul. That's why I recommend at least a bit. Even if your partner in the family isn't ready for this, prepared, at least not even speak about it. These discernments bring them a bit into your relationship. It really affects the correction of the souls.
Okay, final question. There is a feeling that the more I increase the work of connection in the group, the more problems there are in my work and sustenance in my job. Is there a connection between them?
No, it just seems that way in your ego, but there is no such thing. And I'm wishing all of you a good day, and we'll see you throughout the day or tomorrow.
Yes, thank you very much, Rav. The broadcasts for today are as follows. From 10 to 10:30, Basic Concepts of the Wisdom of Kabbalah with Dr. Michael Eitman, live. The topic of the program is intention. From 10:30 to 10:50, writers' meeting recorded. And from 6:30 to 7:30, live Yeshivat Chavarim. The topic is peace among friends. We end the lesson here. Have a good day and a great night.
שורים בלב הכללי, כולנו כבר מסכימים, ערבות היא תנאי החיים. מתעורר הניסוץ שבלב, לעולם יש תקווה, אנושות חדשה. חוק אחד מחבר את כולנו ביחד. לכולם משותף הכאב, הבחירה היא שלך לשנות הגישה. צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת. זו לא סתם תיאוריה, נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה. והחוק הוא ברור, שאהבה זה חיבור. אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני, עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים. אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי, כולנו כבר מסכימים, ערבות היא תנאי החיים. Like a baby opens his eyes, he takes a breath for the very first time. This world is a child and it's awakened. This world has been born, a global connection no longer concealed. One step at a time, we'll walk together. We all share the pain, no choice but a chance.